Saturday, October 18th, 2008. SEPA endangers Taiwan. Forum. Not what Taiwan needs. An economic partnership with China would do more harm than good to Taiwan's economy and sovereignty, panelists claimed yesterday. Panelists attending a forum yesterday on a closer economic partnership agreement, SEPA, with China said it could jeopardize Taiwan's economy and sovereignty if Taiwan does sign an agreement. Hong Kong and China inked a SEPA in June 2003, opening up a huge market for Hong Kong goods and services and effectively improving Hong Kong's economy. On January 1st the following year, Macau signed a SEPA with China to receive similar trade benefits. Chairman of the pro-independence Taiwan think tank, Chen Bozi, said that if Taiwan signs the SEPA, it would bolster China's scheme to link Taiwan with Hong Kong and Macau as part of Chinese territory, adding that the matter should be decided by voters in Taiwan by putting it to a referendum. What China is doing is trying to secure political power through the support of the business community and speed up reunification by economic means, he said. Chen said that an economic agreement like a SEPA would not only compromise Taiwan's economic strength, but would also eventually jeopardize the country's sovereignty because when Taiwan becomes more and more dependent on China, Beijing can use the economy for political coercion. Echoing Chen's opinion, Taiwan Labor Front President Wu Yuxiang told the forum hosted by the Democratic Progressive Party's DPP Policy Committee that the Taiwan government should take Hong Kong's example as a warning, as China is always the biggest winner in the game. Describing Hong Kong's economy after signing a SEPA with China as a bubble economy, he said the Taiwanese government should hold public discussions on whether to sign a major agreement with China or hold a referendum on the issue. If the government just goes ahead without considering the consequences, Taiwan will end up like another Hong Kong, he said. In response to DPP lawmakers' questions, Mainland Affairs Council Chairwoman Lai Xingyuan said on Thursday that the legislature would not sign an agreement with China. But Wu said he still harbored concerns, saying that if the SEPA were signed, a large number of Taiwanese laborers would be unemployed after Chinese laborers and cheap products entered the country. DPP legislator Tu Xingze, another panelist at the forum, said Chinese black-hearted food could easily enter Taiwan, jeopardizing the nation's food safety network. Tu added that after Hong Kong signed a SEPA with China, Hong Kong had to loosen inspections of domestic fowl imported from China. As a result, this contributed to a breakout of bird flu in Hong Kong in June 2003, he said. He said that there were substantial differences between Taiwan and China in terms of the quality of food standards, medical services, and public health, as well as differences in the way people think and do businesses, saying that a SEPA is not what Taiwan needs. Taiwanese are not Chinese. Taiwan does not belong to China, and Taiwan is better than China, to say.